You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Hello to all my vegan and pre-vegan listeners, and welcome back to the SoFlow Vegans podcast. Now, this isn't a brand new show. You can scroll back and find over 100 episodes in our archives. But today marks a new chapter. This is episode 105, the official relaunch. In the past, we spotlighted vegan voices from around the world. From here on out, we're focusing right here where it all began, South Florida. Our goal is simple. We want to make South Florida a global hotspot for veganism. Every Monday morning, we'll drop a short 10 to 15 minute episode packed with everything you need to know. Local news, events, restaurant updates, community spotlights, and stories about the people shaping this movement. So when you wake up and start your week, this podcast will already be waiting in your feed. Hit subscribe now so you never miss an episode. I want this show to serve you. Whether you're running a vegan business, leading a nonprofit, or just looking for great food and good vibes, you'll hear about how to get involved, where to eat, and what's happening across Broward, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach counties, and even Southwest Florida. Now, I can't do this alone. Your support keeps everything moving. The podcast, our events, our guides, and the Vegans Explore app we're building right now. So please share this episode, tell your friends, and help us grow the community that keeps this mission alive. If you love discovering global vegan news, check out our upcoming Vegans Explore podcast, a daily show released Monday through Friday covering stories from around the world. But this one right here, SoFlow Vegans, is for home. It's where it all started. I'm Sean Russell, and I'm grateful you're joining me on this new journey. All right, let's dive into what's happening this week in the South Florida vegan community. Leaves and Roots has once again closed its doors in Fort Lauderdale. After reopening this year inside the Flagler Arts District as part of Professor Perk's Curious Cafe, they gave us something rare, a vegan late night spot open from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. I personally tried to swing by and support whenever I was in town, but traveling between Orlando and Florida made that tough. It's a real loss because we had the chance to build something special for our night owls, a creative space for the vegan community to connect after hours. Having been a part of their journey from the beginning, I'm still holding out hope that they'll come back, maybe as a standalone spot again. Personally, I loved it best during the day, grabbing my laptop and getting work done with good food and good energy. This is exactly why I relaunched this podcast. We want to spotlight local vegan businesses while they're still open and help them thrive. The more we stay connected, the better we can rally around places like Leaves and Roots before it's too late. Owner Mark Hershkowitz isn't slowing down though. He's channeling his creativity into new ventures, producing music under the alias 11, blending mid-tempo deep house with fire-spitting performances at festivals and events. You can find all the links in our show notes at vegansexplore.com. On a brighter note, the Vegan Corner has officially opened in the Wynwood Arts District after months of teasing their coming soon posts. You'll find them at 45 Northwest 28th Street in Miami. This new vegan supermarket carries many of your favorite brands, but what makes them stand out is their commitment to local makers. They're already featuring products from South Florida creators like Raw Chef Carla, who you might know for her amazing chocolate crayon cake. They recently hosted a giveaway with over $100 worth of goodies, which is a fun way to build excitement. But now comes the real challenge, staying power. We've covered this community since 2017, and we've seen many markets come and go. It usually comes down to two things, support and feedback. If you're in Wynwood, swing by and grab something small. Even one or two items can make a big difference. And if you notice something they can improve, message them privately. Constructive feedback helps businesses grow instead of fading away. I haven't had a chance to check them out yet, but they're on my list for my next South Florida visit. If you'd like me to stop by your spot too, send an invite my way. You never know, it might end up being in the next episode. On October 1st, we lost a true legend, Dr. Jane Goodall. Her work changed how the world sees animals, and honestly, how we see ourselves. For over 60 years, Jane showed us that animals are not objects, but individuals with emotions, intelligence, and families. She bridged the gap between species and invited us to live with more empathy and respect. Her message was simple. Every choice we make matters, whether it's what we eat, how we treat each other, or how we protect the planet, our actions ripple outward. For the vegan and animal rights movement, Jane was a guiding light. She taught us that real change doesn't always come from anger or confrontation, but from compassion, persistence, and storytelling that touches hearts. Dr. Jane Goodall's voice may be silent now, but her message continues to echo through every act of kindness, every campaign for the animals, and every moment we choose compassion over convenience. Thank you, Jane, for showing us what it truly means to care. Now let's take a look at what's happening around the South Florida vegan community this week. If you have an event coming up, share it with us. We'll add it to our calendar and mention it in the episode closest to your date. Vegans Explore has been connecting people in South Florida for almost a decade through meetup, social media, and email newsletters. So let us help you get the word out. Mark your calendars for Friday, October 24th, right here in Broward County. We're bringing back our in-person gatherings with the very first Vegans Explore Live Community Night. Join us from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for an evening filled with connection, delicious vegan bites, refreshing beverages, and live music as we come together to celebrate the South Florida vegan community. Tickets are on sale now for $25, but space is limited, so grab yours early and be part of something special. You can find all the details and ticket links at vegansexplore.com. Coming up Friday, October 10th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., join plant-based chef and author Janae Lang at the Hispanic Branch Library located at 1398 Southwest 1st Street in Miami. Janae will guide you through a delicious hands-on introduction to vegan Cuban cooking. You'll learn how to make pan con bistec with plant-based steak, a dairy-free creamy garlic sauce, and perfect arroz criollo topped with Cuban-styled grilled onions. Guests will also get to sample vegan pastelitos in guava cheese, Nutella, and beef flavors. Tickets are just $3 on Eventbrite or free if you register through the library. For all the event details and contact information, visit vegansexplore.com. On Thursday, October 9th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., head over to I-5 Wynwood, located at 51 Northwest 28th Street in Miami, for a relaxing evening under the stars. Join local artist Ashley Mullen for a mindful paint session designed to spark creativity and connection. You'll paint a starry night sky while enjoying complimentary smart water, light bites, and appetizers provided by the Vegan Corner in Wynwood. All materials are included, and the rooftop setting makes it a perfect way to unwind and meet new friends. Tickets are $35, and you can reserve your spot at gocafenamaste.com. Darbster is wrapping up 2025 with its one-night, one-purpose fundraising dinners, open to all 501c3 charities, not just animal rescues. If you're a nonprofit looking to host a memorable night of good food and giving, reach out to ellen@darbsters.com to reserve a date in October, November, or December. Let's finish this year strong and make an impact together. That wraps up this episode of the SoFlo Vegans Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, here are a few ways you can show some love and help us grow. Leave a review wherever you're listening. It only takes a minute and really helps others discover the podcast. Share the episode link on social media or send it directly to someone who'd enjoy it. Engage with us online by liking, saving, or commenting on posts about this episode. Every interaction helps more people find our community. If you're a business or nonprofit with news to share, share it with us directly. That makes it easier for us to include your updates in future episodes. And if you'd like to support us financially, check out our collaboration and sponsorship opportunities at vegansexplore.com/partners. New episodes drop every Monday morning, so start your week off strong with the SoFlo Vegans Podcast, your guide to making South Florida a global hotspot for veganism. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.